Confusion, and then another life, you don't want to.
It's number one, 91.3 FM. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
The opposition FDD has accused the UPND administration of attempting to manipulate the constitution for political gain. Government has underscored the importance of infrastructure development as a key driver to the economic transformation. In international news, the Zimbabwean government has been challenged in court over a new law. And in sports news, Moroccan international Nouzeya Mazrui has been ruled out of Manchester United's Asia Tour.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Suwila Njumulenga. The Opposition Forum for Democracy and Development, FDD, has accused the UPND administration of attempting to manipulate the constitution for political gain. It has since condemned the recently published constitutional amendment bill proposed by President Hakainde Hichilema's government, describing it as a political maneuver designed to serve the interests of the ruling party rather than the Zambian people. FDD spokesperson Anthony Chibuye highlighted that the current constitutional amendment proposals lack a genuine development agenda and are instead aimed at consolidating power. He criticized government's plan to increase the number of parliamentary seats, arguing that this move will not address Zambia's pressing challenges such as poor health care, inadequate education and weak infrastructure. Mr. Chibuye also questioned the sincerity of President Hichilema's commitment to youth and women's representation, citing the lack of appointments of young people and women in key government positions.
All these contents of the Constitutional Amendment Bill of 2025 are not in any way meant to bring development to Zambia, but doom. All these contents of the Constitutional Amendment Bill of 2025 are not in any way meant to bring development to Zambia, but doom. People will recall that when in opposition, Hichilema was loud that the PF wanted to sneak in provisions which will increase their political stay in office. This is what he said. Why should the Zambian then today trust him that he won't do the same? Therefore, as FDD, we urge all well-meaning Zambians to rise and reject this move. Hichilema to end road shedding. He has mismanaged the economy. Today, Zambians are dying of poor health care. Zambians are dying of anger, and many today are victims of politics. Zambia does not need a constitutional amendment. Zambians need a proper constitutional review, which will be inclusive and conclusive.
In a separate development, the National Democratic Congress, NDC, has officially announced that Fabian Motale is no longer affiliated with the party in any capacity following recent controversial developments. On Saturday, 24th May 2025, Mr. Motale was appointed on interim basis as the National Governing Council, NGC, member responsible for the Copperbelt province. This appointment was pending ratification at the NGC emergency meeting scheduled for Saturday, 31st May 2025. However, on the morning of Monday, 26 May 2025, Mr. Motale appeared on a TV program where he denied knowledge of his appointment. He also criticized President Joseph Kasonde and expressed support for a rival faction led by Mr. Musukwa. In response, the NDC issued a strong rebuttal, declaring that Mr. Motale's statements were false, misleading and dishonest. The party described his conduct as that of an unstable opportunist, possibly acting as a hired agent. NDC Secretary General Mufaya Ingombe reiterated the party's commitment to stability and progress, urging members and supporters to remain steadfast. In another development, the opposition Zambia Republic Party, ZRP, has accused President Hakainde Hichilema and his administration of failing to deliver on their campaign promises. Speaking on Power FM's Voice of the People program, ZRP President Wright Musoma expressed concern over the escalating cost of living, persistent corruption and inadequate healthcare services for patients. Mr. Musoma further urged the government to enhance revenue collection by imposing adequate taxes on mining companies. He also called for increased opportunities for Zambians to participate in the management and operations of mines, suggesting that this is a critical step towards addressing the country's economic challenges.
People have got videos of all the promises that this president made. Surely, how do you expect this economy to move with all these problems that Zambia is facing? Corruption such as you have never seen before. Where now, Shama hospitals, people are dying. I'm telling you, I was coming here just in order not to disappoint you. My sister, she's in the mortuary as I'm talking right now. Why did she die? We brought her to the biggest hospital for her to have a CT scan. Do you know how long it took? More than a month. Again, after the CT scan came out, there was no one to interpret the results. Do you know if Akainde today can begin to get the tax, the proper tax, we can pay our debt without much ado. And I can also ensure that KCM and Mopane remains in the hands of Zambians.
In a separate development, Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Gift Sialuvalo, says the Zambian government recognizes the importance of infrastructure development as a key driver in the economic transformation of the country. Speaking during a high-level ministerial panel discussion at the ongoing Sustainable Infrastructure Development Symposium of South Africa 2025 in Cape Town, Mr. Sialuvalo noted that this is why the government is emphasizing collaboration. He said the Zambian government will continue to work with the private sector partners to deliver transformative projects that will reduce transportation costs, boost cross-border trade, create employment opportunities, and foster economic growth. He added that the Zambian government is committed to delivering quality infrastructure and local governance, and to achieve this, public-private partnerships have become a key strategy in financing and implementing major infrastructure projects. He advised other African countries to leverage platforms such as SIDFSA, which provide four key stakeholders, governments, investors, and experts to foster regional cooperation and integration. This is contained in a statement issued by Tamara Nyirenda, First Secretary for Press and Public Relations at the Zambia High Commission. In international news, Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights is challenging the government in the High Court in an attempt to repeal a new law. In April, Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa signed the Private Voluntary Organizations PVO bill into law. The legal body says the PVO law will criminalize legitimate development human rights work. PVO Act allows government to monitor the operations of all civil society organizations and NGOs and their funding sources. Speaking in Parliament recently, Justice Minister Ziyambi Ziyambi said the law aims to curb NGOs' involvement in political activities. Still in international news, a family in the Marikana informal settlement in South Africa's KwaThemba area is asking for government help after six men died in a shark fire on Monday morning. The dead include a one-year-old. Only one girl survived but is in the hospital in critical condition. Her grandfather says it's a difficult time for the family. The community says they were woken up by cries for help, but unfortunately they could only save the seven-year-old girl. With colder nights, officials are urging residents to take care when using open flames or paraffin stoves for heating. We take a short break and return shortly with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM. Kaiser Family Saka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer. We offer
competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486.
Elevate your business. Power at 1.3 FM Saka. Number one hit station.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Akabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.
Moroccan international Nouzeya Mazraoui has been ruled out of Manchester United's tour of Asia for friendlies. The Red Devils boss, Ruben Amorim, has left out the wingback after he limped off during the 2-0 win over Aston Villa in the final game of the 2025 Premier League season on Sunday. However, first-choice goalkeeper Andre Onana from Cameroon and Ivorian winger Amad Diallo have made the 32-member squad. United smarting from a season